Okay, so you're like a millennial executive, right? You're killing it in your career, but something's just like missing. You know, that inner satisfaction everyone's always talking about. It's just not there.
You're not alone.
Yeah, right.
According to this Forbes article that we're going to be like looking at today,
Oh, interesting.
you're not alone at all.
Okay, cool.
A lot of people are feeling this way.
So we're deep diving into executive counseling today.
Okay.
It's gaining traction, but it's kind of still like a taboo topic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why is it becoming so popular with these high achievers, and what can you get out of it?
Yeah, we're drawing from an article called The Benefits of Counseling for Young Executives. And they lay out a pretty good case for why even those at the top of their game are turning to therapy.
Get ready for some serious aha moments as we uncover those hidden obstacles that might be holding you back, and how counseling could be the key to like unlocking your full potential personally and professionally.
Like, why are so many young professionals feeling this disconnect? Especially the ones who seem to have it all.
It's like they've climbed the ladder, but they realize it's leaning against the wrong wall.
Yeah.
They're successful,
Right.
but not necessarily happy.
Exactly. And it's part of a larger trend that we're seeing, like with burnout, you know,
Oh,
the
yeah.
always-on mentality, the pressure to have it all.
Right.
And for millennial executives,
Yeah.
you know, the lines between work life are blurrier than ever.
Yeah. The article highlights this perfectly. Like, you know, talking about how your personal life doesn't magically disappear when you walk into the office.
Right.
You know,
Yeah.
relationship issues, family stress,
Yeah.
financial worries can all like creep into your workday and impact your performance.
Yeah, you know, counseling can almost act as like a mental decluttering process.
Yeah.
It can help you like unpack and understand those underlying issues that might be impacting your work, even if you haven't consciously connected the dots.
So it's not just venting, you know,
Right.
or getting things off your
It's
chest.
about going deeper, uncovering the root causes, and developing strategies to address them. You know, it's like having a personal trainer for your mind.
Oh, I love that analogy.
Yeah.
And speaking of things we tend to push aside,
Uh-huh.
the article dives into burnout.
Right.
And there's this quote from a psychologist that really stuck with me. You pay more by not seeing someone.
Oh, wow.
As a millennial executive, you're probably used to powering through. But is that really sustainable in the long run?
No, it's so true. Burnout is not just about feeling tired.
Right.
It's a state of chronic stress that can lead to exhaustion, cynicism, and decreased motivation. It can impact your decision-making, your relationships, ultimately your career trajectory.
And, you know, I think a lot of people, especially in these high-powered positions, they worry about appearing weak if they seek help.
Yeah.
You know, like they should have it all figured out.
It's a valid concern.
Yeah.
You know, there's still this stigma around mental health, especially in certain work cultures.
Yeah.
But what if we could like flip the script on that?
Yeah.
What if talking about therapy was as normal as talking about your, you know, workout routine?
If like top CEOs and athletes can openly prioritize their mental health, maybe it's time we stop seeing it as a weakness.
Yeah, it's about recognizing that we all have mental health, just like we have physical health. And, you know, just like we go to the doctor for a physical checkup, it's beneficial to check in with a therapist for a mental health tune-up.
So instead of waiting until things reach a breaking point,
Right.
it's more about being proactive
Yes.
and investing in your well-being.
Absolutely. Preventative maintenance for your mind.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. The article also talks about how counseling can actually help you become a better leader,
Right.
which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, good leadership is about so much more than managing people or hitting targets. It's about self-awareness, emotional intelligence, and the ability to like inspire and motivate others.
Yeah, it's easy to get so caught up in the day-to-day grind and forget about those soft skills
Yeah.
that actually make a huge difference.
Counseling can really help you hone in on those skills. It provides a safe space to explore your leadership style, identify blind spots, and develop strategies to become more effective in your role.
So it's like having a coach in your corner helping you like level up your leadership game.
Exactly. It's about becoming the best version of yourself as a leader and as a person.
That's powerful. Now, before we move on, I want to touch on something that the article mentions that I think many of our listeners can relate to, figuring out who you are outside of work.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get wrapped up in our careers, especially in like demanding roles.
It's a common struggle.
Yeah.
You pour so much of yourself into your work that you kind of lose sight of your passions and values outside of that. It's like your identity just becomes synonymous with your job title.
And that can lead to feeling empty or unfulfilled, even if you're outwardly successful.
The article suggests some simple yet powerful practices for reconnecting with yourself. things like journaling, gratitude exercises, spending time in nature.
Oh, I love those ideas. It's about like carving out time for yourself away from the demands of work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, explore your interests, reconnect with your values, and just be present.
Exactly. Rediscovering what truly matters to you outside of your professional achievements.
This is all so insightful, but I know we have a lot more to unpack in this deep dive into executive counseling. We've only just scratched the surface. Stay tuned as we delve deeper into specific strategies and real-life examples of how counseling can make a tangible difference in your career and your life.
Welcome back to our deep dive into the world of executive counseling.
I'm still thinking about that like mental decluttering you mentioned earlier.
Oh,
it really resonated with me.
It's such a powerful way to think about it, and it ties into one of the biggest challenges I think millennial executives face, work-life integration.
We hear so much about work-life balance.
Right.
But let's be real, it often feels like impossible to achieve.
Right.
Especially in today's like hyper-connected world.
Yeah.
Is work-life integration just like a fancy way of saying we're always working?
It's not about blurring the lines until they disappear. It's more about creating a more conscious and sustainable flow between those different roles.
Yeah.
And counseling can help you do that.
So less about keeping work and life separate.
Yeah.
More about finding a rhythm that works for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Counseling provides a framework and a set of tools to help you set boundaries, prioritize your time, and learn to say no when necessary.
Those are all things I personally struggle with, especially the no part.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I have this fear of missing out on opportunities or letting people down.
That's so common, especially for ambitious individuals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, think about it this way. When you're constantly overcommitted and burnt out, you're not doing your best work.
Right.
And you're not fully present in your personal life either. You end up shortchanging both.
It's like trying to juggle too many balls at once.
Oh.
You know, eventually you're going to drop something.
And the cost of those drop balls can be significant, both professionally and personally. Counseling helps you kind of shift from that doing it all mentality to a more strategic approach of doing what matters most.
Oh, I love that shift in perspective. It's about being intentional with your time and energy rather than just like reacting to whatever comes your way.
It's about taking control of your schedule and your life rather than letting it control you.
But sometimes it's not just about time management. There are deeper issues that play that make it hard to create that healthy work-life flow.
Yeah, absolutely. Think about things like perfectionism, people-pleasing, the fear of failure. These are all patterns that can drive us to work longer hours, take on too much responsibility, and neglect our own well-being. You know, they become these hidden drivers that keep us stuck in overdrive.
It's like we're running on a treadmill,
constantly
striving, but never feeling like we're getting anywhere.
And that's where counseling can be so transformative. It helps you identify and address those underlying patterns, develop healthier coping mechanisms, and create a more sustainable way of working and living.
So it's about breaking free from those self-imposed limitations and creating a more empowering and fulfilling way of being.
Exactly. And this brings us back to the idea of self-awareness, which we talked about earlier.
Right.
The more you understand yourself, your strengths, your weaknesses, your triggers, the better equipped you are to navigate the challenges of work and life.
That whole counseling as a mirror analogy is so powerful.
Yeah.
But it's not always easy to look in that mirror, is it?
Right.
It takes courage to face those parts of ourselves that we might not be so proud of.
It does. But that's where the real growth happens. When you're willing to be honest with yourself, to acknowledge those shadow sides, you open up the possibility for profound change.
It's like shedding those layers that no longer serve you and stepping into a more authentic version of yourself.
And that authenticity translates into greater confidence, better decision-making, and a deeper understanding of what truly motivates you.
So it's not just about feeling better. It's about becoming more effective and more aligned in all areas of your life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And for young executives who are often driven by achievement and success, that can be a powerful motivator to seek out counseling.
Yeah.
It's an investment in themselves, both personally and professionally.
It's like leveling up your entire game. But let's be real, not everyone is open to the idea of therapy.
Right.
There's still a lot of stigma attached to it, especially in the business world.
That's true. And the article acknowledges that fear of being seen as weak or needing help can be a major barrier.
Especially in those competitive work environments where there's this pressure to always appear strong and capable.
But what if we could shift that narrative?
Yeah.
What if we started talking about mental health with the same openness and acceptance that we talk about physical health?
Imagine a workplace where it was completely normal to say, hey, I'm struggling and I need some support. That would be a game changer.
It would create a more empathetic, supportive, and ultimately productive work environment. And it starts with individual leaders setting the example by prioritizing their own well-being and encouraging open conversations about mental health.
So it's about creating a ripple effect of positive change.
Yeah.
Starting with ourselves and extending outwards to our teams and organizations.
Right. It's about fostering a culture where vulnerability is seen as a strength, not a weakness.
Well said. Now, for those listeners who are maybe on the fence about counseling, I think it's important to remember that it's not like a one-size-fits-all solution, you know?
Yeah.
There are different approaches and modalities.
Right.
And finding the right fit for you is essential.
Absolutely. And it's also important to remember that counseling is a journey, not a quick fix.
Right.
It takes time, effort, and a willingness to be honest with yourself.
But the potential rewards are huge.
Oh, yeah.
Greater self-awareness, improved relationships, a more fulfilling career. These are things that can truly transform your life.
And it's not just about fixing problems. It's about growth evolution and becoming the best version of yourself.
I couldn't agree more. Now, I know we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
Yeah.
But there's one more benefit mentioned in the article that I want to explore further. Figuring out who you are outside of work.
Yes.
This is something that I think resonates deeply with millennial executives who are often so defined by their careers.
It's so easy to get caught up in the hustle and achievement that we forget to nurture those other parts of ourselves. Our hobbies, passions, relationships, they all get pushed to the back burner.
It's like we become so focused on climbing the corporate ladder that we lose sight of the landscape around us.
And that can lead to a sense of emptiness, even if you're achieving great things professionally. The article suggests some practical tips for reconnecting with yourself. Things like journaling, gratitude exercises, spending time in nature activities that allow you to unplug and tap into your inner world.
Those are such great suggestions. It's about making time for the things that light you up, the things that bring you joy and make you feel alive. You know, it's about reclaiming those parts of yourself that may have been neglected.
And it's not selfish to prioritize those things.
Yeah.
In fact, it's essential for your overall well-being and can even enhance your performance at work.
It's like filling your own cup so that you can pour from a place of abundance rather than depletion.
Exactly. And while those individual practices can be incredibly beneficial, a counselor can provide guidance and support if you feel stuck or overwhelmed. They can help you explore your values, identify your passions, and create a plan for integrating those things into your life in a meaningful way.
So it's about creating a life that feels authentic and fulfilling both inside and outside of work.
And that's a journey worth taking, even if it means stepping outside of your comfort zone and challenging some of your deeply held beliefs.
This has been such an eye-opening conversation, but I know we have to wrap up this part of our deep dive.
Before we do, I want to leave our listeners with a question to ponder. If you could dedicate just 30 minutes each day to something that brings you pure joy, something completely unrelated to work, what would it be?
That's such a great question to reflect on. When you prioritize your own well-being, when you nurture your passions and values, you become a better version of yourself, both at work and in life.
Hmm.
Welcome back to like the final part of our deep dive into executive counseling. We've been like exploring all the benefits.
Yeah.
Especially for millennial executives.
Right.
Facing these like unique pressures.
Yeah.
In today's world.
It's been a fascinating conversation.
Yeah.
I think one of the key takeaways is that counseling isn't just about like fixing problems or dealing with crises. It's about investing in your overall well-being.
Right.
Unlocking your full potential.
Yeah, and that whole self-awareness thing keeps coming up.
It's like
you suddenly see yourself clearly good and bad.
Yeah.
You start to understand how your patterns and behaviors are impacting your work and life.
Self-awareness is the foundation for so much positive change. You know, it allows you to make more conscious choices, set healthier boundaries, and cultivate a greater sense of purpose and direction in your career and your life.
We talked about how counseling can help you become a better leader.
Right.
Can we dive a little deeper into that? Like, what are some specific ways that counseling can help you develop your leadership skills?
Leadership is multifaceted. It's not just about having authority or expertise.
Okay.
It's about inspiring and motivating others.
Yeah.
Fostering collaboration and creating a positive and productive work environment. Counseling can help you develop self-awareness.
Okay.
Emotional intelligence and communication skills that are essential for effective leadership.
So it's not just about managing people, it's about understanding yourself and how you impact those around you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A good leader is someone who can connect with their team on a human level, build trust, create a shared vision. Counseling can help you develop those interpersonal skills, as well as your ability to manage conflict, delegate effectively, and provide constructive feedback.
It's like you have the safe space to practice those leadership muscles, experiment with different approaches, and to get feedback in like a supportive environment.
Absolutely. And one of the most valuable aspects of counseling is that it can help you identify and overcome those limiting beliefs or patterns that might be holding you back as a leader.
Like imposter syndrome.
Exactly.
Fear of failing.
Those internal voices that tell you you're not good enough or that you're going to mess things up. Counseling can help you challenge those negative thoughts.
Okay.
And develop a more confident and resilient mindset.
So it's not just about being a better leader. It's about becoming a better version of yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's something that benefits everyone around you, both personally and professionally.
You know, another theme that's come up is the importance of normalizing those conversations about mental health.
Yes.
Especially in the workplace. Why is that so important, particularly for these millennial executives who are expected to be always on and have it all figured out?
Millennial executives are facing immense pressure to succeed.
Yeah.
Both internally and externally. They're often juggling demanding careers, personal responsibilities, and the constant pressure to be connected and available 24/7. And this can take a toll on their mental health and well-being.
It's like they're expected to be superheroes.
Exactly.
But even superheroes need a break.
They do. It's so important to break down that stigma surrounding mental health and create a culture where it's okay to ask for help.
Right.
To admit when you're struggling.
Yeah.
And to prioritize your well-being.
Imagine a workplace where it was as normal to talk about therapy as it was to talk about going to the gym.
That's the ideal. And it starts with leaders setting the example. When leaders are open about their own mental health journeys, it gives others permission to do the same.
Yeah, it creates a ripple effect of positive change.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it fosters a more empathetic, supportive, and ultimately more productive work environment. When people feel safe and supported, they're more likely to bring their best selves to work.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive into executive counseling, what are some key takeaways you want our listeners to remember?
First and foremost, counseling is a valuable resource for everyone.
Yeah.
Not just those who are facing major challenges. It's about investing in your well-being, your personal growth, and your overall success.
It's not a sign of weakness to seek help.
Right.
It takes courage to acknowledge that you need support and take steps to improve your life.
Absolutely. And I hope our listeners feel empowered to challenge the stigma surrounding mental health.
Yeah.
And start those conversations in their own circles.
Right.
Whether it's with friends, family, or colleagues, sharing our experiences can help normalize mental health and encourage others to seek help when they need it.
We've only scratched the surface here, but hopefully we've provided a good foundation for further exploration.
I think so.
If any of these benefits have resonated with you, I encourage you to like dig deeper and consider how counseling could help you achieve your goals, both personally and professionally.
Remember, you're not alone.
Right.
There are resources available.
Yeah.
Seeking support can be a truly transformative experience.
This has been such an insightful deep dive into executive counseling. Hopefully it's left you feeling empowered and inspired to prioritize your well-being and unlock your full potential.
I hope so.
Thanks for joining us on this journey.